This is episode number 2408 of the Who Cares News for Monday, March 20th, 2023. The Who Cares News is a member of the Mouthful Media Podcast Network.
It's not fake news. It's not breaking news. In fact, it's news you couldn't care less about. It's the Who Cares News with your hosts, Van Camp and Morgan.
Drew Barrymore is itching for another collaboration with longtime friend and frequent co-star Adam Sandler.
You know what? If they were 10 years younger, I'd say yeah. But I think now, I think the ship has sailed.
Oh, no, it hasn't.
Yeah, I don't know.
No, because no, they're fine. They're fine.
I don't know. You know, isn't like Adam Sandler a grandfather or something? I mean, you know, it's like he's old.
That's what Hollywood makeup is for.
I got it.
And she's still got that cutie face.
She does. She has a cutie face, but she's
maybe
not...
she just wants to kiss him.
Maybe.
I mean, they do good work together.
They've done what, 3 movies together, 4 movies?
Of course, I just watched a movie over the weekend that I've seen before,
which
Never
is?
Been Kissed, Drew
okay,
Barrymore.
Drew.
And you said earlier you'd never seen
I've
it.
I've never seen it.
How is that even possible?
I don't know. I saw the other ones with Adam Sandler.
But she wasn't in it. I mean, Adam Sandler wasn't in it.
No, I know.
So we might have mentioned something about it this morning, she teased. We're actively seeking.
Well, they are seeking. Wow.
So Drew was at the Mark Twain Honors in Washington, D.C. yesterday, where E.T. caught up with her.
Mm-hmm.
She says the perfect project together shouldn't be redundant of something they've done in the past.
Yeah, no.
It's like an alchemy.
Well, I think they've got a chemistry together. I certainly do. I really do. But
yeah.
I don't know. See, the thing is that what was funny 25 years ago is not funny today. I mean, it's funny when you watch it again, but I don't think they could replicate that. That you know, The Wedding Singer was cute, but I don't think that holds up if you try and do it today. You know, that kind of humor. Yeah. You know.
But they've done other ones that were cute.
Well, they were cute, sure.
The ones where the one they went on the... Oh, shoot. What was it called?
I forget that. Something about being... Where they didn't like
the two,
each other.
Yeah, the two family...
Anyway.
Finding a mixture that's just right involves not only finding a project to collaborate on, but writing something tailored just for them with personal touches throughout.
Aren't they all? I mean, you know. Anyway.
Actually, so... The reason she was there was to honor him, be a part of that. Adam was being given the Kennedy Center's Mark Twain Prize.
Oh, wow.
For American Humor on Sunday.
Oh, my goodness. That movie you're thinking about, 2014's Blended.
Blended. That's it. Blended.
Yeah. Wedding Singer was in 1998. Can you believe that crap?
It's a great movie.
God.
Great movie.
Yeah. I don't disagree. But it's just like it was just an enormous long time ago.
Yeah, and 51st Dates. And
51st Dates.
Great
five
movie.
Years later, and I think that's the
great
one.
Movie.
I love that one. Probably more than any other movie they've done. I love that movie.
It is adorable. Yeah, anyway.
You know what? If they do a movie together, I'll go see it just to say I saw it. So I'm sure you will too.
Of course. Friday and Saturday in Glendale, Arizona.
Uh-huh.
Where her long-awaited Eras tour kicked off this weekend.
Oh, yes.
Taylor Swift Day.
Tay-Tay.
They call it. Anyway, I'll tell you. Over 3 hours and a dozen or so outfit changes showing off the eras of her career. She did 40-plus songs during the opening show.
Wow.
Yeah, that's, yeah.
That is incredible.
And saying that she loves telling men how to apologize through her songs, well, it's kind of her thing.
It's kind of her thing, Taylor. OMG. I was reading something. They expected over 150,000 fans over the weekend.
Uh-huh.
Hotel rooms booked. Restaurants booked out. Cookies.
Oh, yeah.
Cookies. There's a big cookie place there that for the Carrie Underwood concert sold about 1,500 cookies a day. They expected to sell like 3,000 a day for Taylor.
I'm sure Glendale, Arizona is loving it.
Well, and they just had the Super Bowl there.
Yeah,
like
that's
a couple
true.
Months ago. So big economic boom to the city of Glendale, Arizona.
And what do they call it? The Swift Days?
It was Swift City.
Swift City, that's
Arizona.
It.
Yeah.
Yep,
yeah.
Swift City, Arizona. Now, 2,000 miles away in Atlantic City,
uh-huh.
Kelsey Ballerini was performing at the same time when she stopped her concert and asked for updates of Taylor's opening night. She claimed that she was in a stalk Taylor's show after she finished hers.
Well, I mean, you got to be quite a fan if you're at a Kelsey Ballerini concert and you got your phone on and you're trying to get every bit of information you can about Taylor Swift's concert. But yeah.
Well, the people at Kelsey Ballerini's concert were... they couldn't get tickets to Taylor's.
Well, that's why. Yeah, right. You know, it's funny because the aftermarket is where people, you know, these tickets got sold. We know the whole bit, yeah. Right? Ticketmaster screwed up. And
they
so
did, yeah.
All those tickets went into the resale market, which inflated the price. So
it's been almost 5 years since she last toured.
Yeah, I think everybody's
five
ready for
years.
It. It's interesting that this one woman. Has been such a, I mean, it's been, she's been in the business like, I don't know, coming on 15 years, right? She grew up in this business.
Oh, yeah. She was like writing songs when she was a kid.
Yeah. And
13 years old.
Yeah. The fact that she is now probably the biggest pop star on the planet.
Yeah.
And she just isn't going away. I mean,
I love her. Yeah, I love her music. Yeah, I love Taylor Swift.
She's going.
I'm a Swiftie.
Gangbusters. Yes, you are.
I'm not a Swiftie.
Are you going to go see her when she comes to town?
No.
No? Okay. I
won't be able to get tickets.
Well, no, you can buy tickets. It's just going to cost you some money. That's all it is.
I don't have that much money.
It's all about the money. The money, honey.
Yeah, I say good for her.
Oh, this is going to be a big... It's obviously going to be a very successful thing for her.
Yeah,
she is an elite. That's for sure, I think.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Yeah. All right. With our apologies to Kelsey Ballerini, because she couldn't get tickets, and Halle Berry, who probably can't get tickets either, or who cares tomorrow, have a great day, and...
That's all the news you care less about for today.
Subscribe to the Who Cares News and never miss an episode. We're on iTunes, Stitcher Radio, iHeartRadio, or anywhere fine podcasts are heard. And check us out on Facebook, too. You can listen to our live broadcast every weekday at 8:45 a.m. Pacific on BossBossRadio.com.
That's a mouthful.